So as a race car driver, personally, I think my time is split probably 80% behind the scenes business-wise, putting deals together, really just mostly sponsorship, pairing a lot of my sponsors with other businesses within the sport, business-to-business deals, as you would call it, and also managing basically my career, where I'm going, where I'm taking my sponsorship. Most of the sponsorship that I have, I work very hard for, so that's pretty flexible what I do with it. My sponsors are back to me, not a race team. So this year, I'm in the NASCAR Cup Series with Rick Ware Racing. I had some other options to go Xfinity Series Racing, which is the Saturday races, you know, the Friday Truck Series races. Mm-hmm. But really, a lot of my time is really just putting together these business-to-business deals of my sponsors connecting with other sponsors within the sport, maybe even NASCAR themselves. A good example of that would be Wisconsin Lighting Lab. They're located in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. They make high-output LED lighting. And I connected them with NASCAR. I connected them with a couple construction firms that are also involved in NASCAR. And if they can generate sales off of me connecting those, you know, it makes it a win-win for them to want to partner with us. Obviously, spend some money on the marketing side of things to get their name out there. But also, if they're seeing a return from my connections, it makes it even easier for them to spend money and want to keep spending money with me and our racing program. Plus, it's a really good opportunity for them to bring those customers and maybe even other customers outside of the sport to the track and kind of entertain them. It's a kind of a thank you. You see it all the time with gentlemen business owners bringing guests to Bucks games, to Green Bay Packers games. It's kind of no different on that aspect. So, like I said, 80% of my time is probably business behind the scenes, and 20% is actually just driving. In my case, I wish that it was more driving than it was business. And obviously, the higher up the ladder you go, you know, I am in the Cup Series, but I drive for a very small team. You know, the team that I drive for, we spend a fraction, you know, maybe a fifth of what the big teams spend. The big teams, and I'll be out front, you know, the big teams will spend $45 million a year per car. Mm-hmm. We're probably about $5 million per car. Being a small team, we have very limited resources. We have very limited people working for our race team. So that's kind of why a lot of the strain and a lot of what I do is solely on me. And whereas big teams, you know, the drivers, you know, you don't see Jimmy Johnson out there trying to find his own spot. You know, that's, I think, what separates me and some drivers from my team than the big teams. Hopefully one day I can get to that point where it's more focused on just driving. But for right now, I enjoy what I do. And I think even after I'm done with my driving career, which hopefully, you know, that's a long time from now, I can take what I applied and what I learned and apply it somewhere else. One thing, too, I learned in this sport is never be afraid to ask questions, too, you know. Whether it's me approaching a sponsor, you know, my dad always told me, what's the worst they're going to do? They're going to say no. But even in the sport too, you know, there's so much to learn. Never be afraid to ask questions, you know, whether it's to somebody like myself, whether it's somebody like John from Road America. You can learn a lot by asking questions, and you definitely want to ask questions. Growing up, I never thought that being a professional race car driver would mean I have to do all these different things. But obviously, you know, sometimes you have to be cross-minded. You have to train yourself to, you know, to take on a lot of different skills you never thought you'd use. And